Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Tuesday, February 23rd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Hardy County Supervisor of Elections, Diane Smith, is pleased to announce the opportunity for local college or university students to apply for a scholarship through the Florida State Association of Supervisors of Election, known as FSE. FSE will award three $1,200 scholarships again this year. Students must be a political science, public administration, business administration, or journalism mass communications major who have completed at least 2 years of junior college or undergraduate work. Students must be enrolled as a full-time student in a Florida senior college or university, and no postgraduate or second degree students are eligible. The completed scholarship application, a resume, and two letters of recommendation must be submitted to the Supervisor of Elections office, in which the applicant is registered to vote, by March 26, 2021. You may pick up a copy of the scholarship guidelines at either the Hardy County Supervisor of Elections office, South Florida State College Wauchula campus, or Hardy Senior High School. The Polk County Sheriff's Office is trying to solve a boat motor theft from a homeland area south of Bartow. The stolen motor is described as a black copperhead Predator 6.5 horsepower mud motor. It was stolen on February 14th or 15th from where the boat was parked on County Road 640. The motor was removed from the boat. If you have any information regarding this theft, please contact Detective Kelly at 863-499-2400. And reference case 217485. Once again, if you have any information regarding the boat motor theft, contact Detective Kelly at 863-499-2400 and reference case 21-7485. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office arrested a man for an attempted homicide that took place on Sunday, February 21st, around 12:30 p.m. in the area of Kelly Roberts Road in Zolfo Springs. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office received a call for service in this area relating to a defendant firing a gun at the victim. During the investigation, detectives discovered the defendant drove his truck beside the victim's truck, threatened to kill him, and fired the weapon in his direction. The victim was able to avoid being shot, but heard a bullet strike his truck. The defendant then drove away after the shooting. Deputies located the defendant pulling into his residence. Application was made for a search warrant on the defendant's vehicle, and a loaded handgun was recovered. Upon observation of the victim's vehicle, a single bullet hole was found. Charles Clyde Knight, 55, was arrested following the investigation and was charged with attempted second-degree murder, discharging a firearm from a vehicle, and shooting into an occupied vehicle. Your local events here in Hardy County, and lots of them this Saturday, February 27th, from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m., you can stop by the third annual VFW and VFW Auxiliary Craft and Yard Sale. It is at VFW Post 11179 31 North Brown Avenue in Fort Meade. For more information, you can call K at 863-285-7955 or D at 863-285-6776. And from 8 a.m. to noon, Hardy County will have their Household Hazardous Waste Collection event. You can dispose of up to 60 pounds of hazardous waste per home for free at the Hardy County Landfill, 685 Airport Road. Accepted materials include household cleaners, garden pesticides, paints, antifreeze, and vehicle fluids, and pool chemicals. For questions or details, call 863-773-4444. 5089. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Madrid CPWG is looking for an assistant to the CEI department manager. A bachelor's degree and 1 year of Microsoft Office experience are preferred. Foot and Ankle Clinic of Mid-Florida is looking for a medical assistant. A high school diploma or GED and medical assistant certification are required. And Griffin Fertilizer is looking for a customer service dispatcher. A driver's license is required and 1 year of customer service and dispatch experience are preferred. All these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 76 degrees out, feels like 80 degrees, sunny, no predicted chance of rain. The air quality is fair, maximum UV index is 6, high, winds northwest at 8 miles an hour with gust up to 13. Humidity slightly humid, 55%, the dew point 59, no cloud cover, visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 6:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly cloudy this morning, then clearing, highs in the upper 70s, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, lows in the mid-50s, with northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s, with east winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon. And Wednesday night, mostly clear, with lows in the upper 50s and north winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Urban farms and community gardens that sell or donate food need to know about how food safety laws apply to their operations. And the University of California has produced a guide intended to help. The free publication includes information on rules that pertain to urban agriculture in California, along with explaining regulations. UC says the guide lists best practices to assure food safety for produce grown in urban settings. In what some are calling the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, an extended period of freezing temps destroyed some Texas crops and damaged others. According to thepacker.com, more time is needed to fully measure the damage, but industry leaders say the freeze ranked among the state's worst. South Texas citrus growers endured more than 40 hours under freezing and about 4 hours at 21 degrees. Strong winds made some of the frost protection methods less effective. The U.S. reminds all rural communities, farmer and rancher families, and businesses affected by recent winter storms that USDA has assistance programs. USDA staff in the regional, state, and county offices are prepared with a variety of program flexibilities and other assistance to those impacted. Acting Ag Secretary Kevin Shea says as severe weather and natural disasters continue to threaten the livelihoods of thousands of our farming families, we want you and your communities to know that USDA stands with you.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
With today's Agribusiness Update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. COVID-19 hit the tourism industry pretty hard in 2020, as quarantining and social distancing made travel pretty difficult. Agritourism is no different, as many locations had to shut down due to the pandemic. But thanks to a steady decline in the virus, vaccine rollout, and travelers wanting to visit low-density destinations, the outlook for agritourism in 2021 is looking promising, especially in Georgia. On the recent Georgia Ag Forecast online summit, Dr. John Salazar gave a breakdown on the outlook for Georgia agritourism throughout the state and its 87 rural counties. As Dr. Salazar noted towards agritourism, quote, "Now's the time for rural communities to really embrace agritourism. That's because people are shying away from major urban markets and they're looking for activities and experiences that are more conducive to social distancing," end quote. Agritourism in Georgia has seen a vast improvement over the past few years, as it's increased from $260 million in 2015 to $314 million in 2019. Statewide, tourism in Georgia resulted in around $32 billion in 2019, with about $3 billion of that coming from rural communities offering experiences like parks, hiking, historic locations, and agritourism. As we slowly go back to life as normal, agritourism seems to be the industry gaining the most steam as people are ready to explore nature instead of their home offices.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network news. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street opened sharply lower this morning, the tech-heavy NASDAQ falling around 3% at one point, adding to yesterday's significant losses. Home Depot's fiscal fourth quarter sales surged by 25%.
The home improvement chain continues to meet the demands of consumers stuck at home amid a resilient housing market. Revenue rose to $32.26 billion from $25.78 billion. Analysts surveyed by Zacks Investment Research forecast $30.66 billion. Sales at stores open at least a year climbed 24.5%. In the U.S., the figure increased 25%.
Correspondent Jeremy House. In congressional testimony, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell saying one of the most important things for the economy right now is vaccinating Americans against the coronavirus. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. 19th ranked Southern California defeated Oregon 72-58 last night. The Trojans moved into sole possession of first place in the Pac-12 at 13-3. At 19-4 overall, Trojans coach Andy Enfield talks about his team's success this season.
We had a very good team last year. We were 22-9, playing great basketball at the end before the pandemic shut us down. But our assistant coaches had to revamp the entire roster. We only had three returnees, so to bring in three graduate transfers, two undergraduate transfers, two freshmen, we had a whole new team. So it's really been a true team this year.
The Trojans have won 14 of 16. Oklahoma State went to overtime to upset number 18 Texas Tech 74-69. The second time this season the Cowboys have beaten the Red Raiders in overtime. Washington in the NBA was an overtime winner over the LA Lakers, 127-124. That's the slumping Lakers' third straight loss as they drop to third place in the Western Conference. This is Esther in Sports. Devin Booker scored 34 points, leading Phoenix past Portland 132-100. Suns coach Monty Williams lifted up Booker's all-star chances after the game.
No one can debate that Book's not an all-star. End of story. The impact on winning, the numbers, and, you know, we have a few wins.
Phoenix has won 9 of 10 to move up to 4th in the West, just a game behind the Lakers now. Chicago down to Houston 120-100. It was Dallas 102, Memphis 92. Miami 108, Oklahoma City 94, Utah 132, Charlotte 110. In the NHL League, points leader Toronto was tripped up by Calgary 3-0. Tampa Bay doubled up Carolina 4-2. It was the New York Islanders 3, Buffalo 2, Florida 3, 1 over Dallas. Los Angeles 3, St. Louis nothing, Vegas 3, Colorado nothing, Arizona 4, Anaheim 3, Minnesota 6-2 over San Jose. The Cleveland Indians have announced that they could have as many as 10,000 fans at home games this season. With Esther in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks in friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wachula. Your quote for the day, RSVPing back to a wedding invite, maybe next time, is not a good response. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.